Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Lemons Now podcast with me, Gary Jones. Now the person who I'm going to be speaking to today has been through the Lemons Now journey for as long as anybody bar myself and my close friends. Now this lady is called Lisa Moore. She's the owner of Leamington Therapy Centre and she first of all joined Twitter and joined my networking hour back when it was really in its infancy, and she's seen it grow all the way through. Now this interview I've been wanting to do for ages. We talk about her background, we talk about her products and services. There's loads of really cool little bits of knowledge that you can glean from this if you're a business, if you're a person. So let's get cracking with part one. We're going to be joined today with Lisa Moore from Leamington Therapy Centre. Now I'm in her lovely clinic at 7 Clarendon Place. Hello Lisa, how are you?
Hi Gary, I'm fine, thank you.
Cool. So we met online a couple of years ago and I think we met in person probably the start of last year when you started networking, is that about right?
Yes, networking.
Perfect. And I've never been to this place and I've never really spoken to you in depth, so thank you very much for joining me today.
Okay, you're welcome.
So for the listeners of Radio Warwickshire and the Lemons Now podcast, tell us a little bit about you as a person before we talk about your business.
Okay, so I'm Lisa. I've been here in Leamington Spa for the last 16 years now, working as a sports massage therapist and holistic therapist. Prior to that, I had left school and worked in the travel and tourism sector at Birmingham Airport.
Imagine that was a busy, fast-paced environment.
Very busy, very fast-paced, and lots of verbal abuse because of passengers missing flights. Okay. And it was always the airline ticket agent's fault. My fault that I couldn't tell the pilot to stop as he was just taxiing off.
What?
So, yes, I worked in travel and tourism from when I left school in 88 till 2000.
Okay, so a couple of
2001.
Years. Yeah.
So for quite a few years, I decided that travel and tourism and working at the airport wasn't for me anymore. So I made a note of all the things that interested me, and one of those was holistic therapies.
Okay.
I also had a great interest in health and well-being. And so I found myself enrolling on a to start with an aromatherapy course and reflexology course at North Warwickshire College.
Okay.
So I trained and kept my job at the same time, but as soon as I qualified, I handed my notice in and set my own business up.
Wow.
Literally overnight.
I do. I love a couple of bits on that. First of all, that you had the gumption to start it and knew what you wanted, but the sheer fact that actually you wrote down the different things that you love doing, that is inspired, because that's a way that most people don't think to do. They'll either just start a business because they think they can make money, but actually you wrote down and you went through the process. I like that.
Yeah. It was a toss-up between photography and doing aromatherapy and reflexology. And I went down the well-being route.
Oh, cool. Do you still like photography?
I still have an interest in it, but I'm so glad I took the well-being route. I love my job.
Perfect. So you set the company up.
Mm-hmm.
Then did you find out those clients waiting for you, banging at your door?
It was difficult. I started out, I literally handed my notice in expecting me to have a four-week notice period. And I was asked to leave there and then because of taking clients.
Clients
with me that we did airline ticketing for. So I literally left there and then. Phoned my sister, who had a business herself at the time, and I said, explained to her what had just happened. And she said, right, come to mine tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. So mm-hmm. I got there, and from there we went to the local newspaper office, put an advert in, mm-hmm. went to the printers, got business cards done, and more importantly, we went to the warehouse to buy myself a mobile couch.
Ah, okay.
So that was me. That was my business. So business was slow to begin with.
Yeah.
I worked the mobile circuit to begin with. So that was from October 2001. And then a friend approached me about May, June of 2002 and said, I've got a room available to rent, which was the Dell practice, which is no longer there. But the Dell practice, or otherwise known as the South Warwickshire Chiropody Clinic, situated next door to Sweet As.
Yep. So where the Dell...
Yeah, opposite the Dell.
Park, yeah.
We were upstairs above what was the surveyors and the interior design, which is still there. Mm. So yes, I started out there in August 2002, left there, built up quite a substantial client base and left there about 2005.
Okay, so you were there for a few years.
Yes, renting a room. Mm-hmm. And then I moved to the traditional acupuncture centre, just placed on Binswood Street.
Okay.
And I rented a room there from 2005 until the end of January 2011.
Oh, so that's your longest stint.
Yes, yeah. About December 2010 was when I decided I wanted to open my own clinic.
Mm-hmm.
A clinic where I could work from 24/7 if I wished,
yeah.
And have other therapists come in and work out of my premises rather than me renting a room within a clinic.
Oh, okay, so you wanted to take ownership and control of it.
I did. I'm a bit of a control freak.
And did it take you a while to find the right place for that, or did you find one straight away?
I found one pretty much straight away. Okay. I went to look at a few places down on Dormer Place and some in town with shop fronts, but they were pretty pricey. Mm-hmm. Reasonable prices for the first year because I was a new business and half price rates and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But spoke to my accountant about it and he sort of shook his head. And we found this place. Mm. It's a serviced office, within a lovely Regency style building with lots of other offices here. My husband found it and I came to see it, and it was a perfect location. We've got wheelchair access.
Mm.
And it's very professional looking.
Mm.
There was already a couple of therapy-based companies down here in the basement.
Oh, so that kind of worked nicely for what they had already, yeah?
Yeah, I sort of complimented. And we had our own waiting room, which was all very professional.
Mm-hmm.
So it seemed as though it was just perfect. So I moved here on the 1st of February 2011.
Sweet. And you've been there ever since?
I've been here ever since, yes.
Lovely. So in terms of your kind of clientele in the past compared to how it is now, have you been on a journey in terms of who you've seen and what type of customers you've dealt with and you've helped?
Yeah, in the earlier days, because of myself doing aromatherapy and reflexology, a lot of my clientele tended to be older clients or... people wanting more aromatherapy treatments for specific ailments or health conditions. Mm. As I sort of left college and set my own business up, I wanted to learn more. So I immediately enrolled on an Indian head massage course,
mm-hmm.
and then that took me on to more anatomy and physiology,
mm-hmm.
as well as sports massage. And with the sports massage, I then trained in sports injuries, and with the sports injuries, that's brought me a completely different clientele. Mm. As I'm now working with a lot of sports people.
Mm-hmm.
people that are training for events, but the sports massage helped me to evolve a deeper, more specific massage.
Okay.
Some people may say painful.
Yeah.
Yet they come back for more because they realise the benefits of having that deeper massage, which focuses on specific muscle groups, rather than an aromatherapy-based massage. Mm-hmm. I'm still glad I had my aromatherapy training because I can still blend oils to suit specific conditions.
Oh, so you've actually used those skills to be able to help in your current services?
Yes, yes.
Oh, nice.
With doing the aromatherapy side of it all as well, that's helped me to train in pregnancy massage.
Okay.
So I'm qualified to massage through all stages of pregnancy, from conception through to birth. Doing the reflexology has also helped me to specialise in maternity reflexology, and I'm also qualified in fertility reflexology, so that's assisted and non-assisted fertility treatments.
Oh, wow. So from what there's a lot of kind of self-learning and developments all the way around it. Have you always been interested in kind of self-development and learning? Because it doesn't seem to be, you don't want to kind of think, okay, I'm doing this, let's just stick with this.
I always said that I wanted to focus on a specific treatment, and not be classed as a sort of master of none.
Mm. Apologies if I've misunderstood, if I've misunderstood you. But no. What I'm saying was that, you know, you love to, by the sounds of it, you love to learn new skills.
Yes, but also comes with, I'm a member of the Federation of Holistic Therapists. Mm-hmm. And part of being a member of the Federation of Holistic Therapists, we have to continue our professional development.
Okay.
Yes, we have to gain so many points each year in order to hold to stay on their register. And part of that comes from writing articles, or going to specific seminars, lectures, and of course learning new therapies.
Ah.
So you sort of I got my aromatherapy qualification.
Mm-hmm.
So by doing the pregnancy massage, all you're doing is tailoring specific oils and tailoring the massage to a pregnant lady. Mm. Again, with the reflexology, you learn the reflexology basics, and then with maternity and fertility reflexology, you mm-hmm. just learn specific areas to do with those conditions.
So it's more tweaking and making it a bit more specialised compared to...
Yeah, okay. Specialising in those areas. So, yes, I have to do these... I don't have to. I can write loads of articles.
Mm.
But I enjoy developing my career.
Mm.
So I can teach... Well, I can massage babies, as I'm an instructor of baby massage, so I can teach parents and carers
mm-hmm.
baby massage. So yes, I can teach from baby to palliative and cancer care.
Wow, that's quite cool. I didn't realise that you did that, and that's brilliant.
Yes.
Cool. Let's stop there for part one.
Okay.
And then when we go back into part two, we'll talk a bit more about Leamington Therapy Centre and about the people who you've got working around yourself. And some of the products and services that you offer. Is that all right?
That's great. Thanks, Gary.
Cool. If you did want to get on the podcast, all you need to do is contact me through Twitter, search me at Leamington Hour, all one word, and then you'll be able to find us. Connect with us. You can check me on LinkedIn and Facebook as well as Gary Jones. But mainly, let me know about your story. Let me know about your business or event, and we'll get it sorted. But I would love to have you on the show. And I would love to hear, promote and connect you with other business owners and help you promote your business or service. Let's get started with part two of this brilliant interview with Lisa and myself. We're back now with Lisa Moore from the Leamington Therapy Centre. And I've just heard, I heard a story a couple of months ago, which I wanted to find out a little bit more about. WWE. Tell us about it, Lisa.
Well, back in 2005, I received a phone call from a production company that takes the, well, looks basically looks after the WWE wrestlers when they come over here on tour.
Okay.
So they asked me if I could provide the sports massage for an event to begin with at Coventry Sky Dome.
Mm.
So I provided the sports massage for the event. And then a few months later, I was contacted by them again and was asked to provide the sports massage for the wrestlers again when they came over on tour at the NEC.
Okay.
So between the years of 2005 and 2008, I worked with the wrestlers twice a year. They would come over and do an April show and mm-hmm. tour, and then they'd be back again to do an October tour. And with them, I worked at the Coventry Sky Dome, NEC, NIA, and Wembley Arena.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yes.
So it's a bit different to your usual customers.
Yeah.
Coming in.
Bit bigger. yeah, the tallest one I treated was the Great Khali.
Okay.
7'2".
Wow.
And his bicep was the size of my thigh.
Bloody hell.
My head nestled in his armpit. That's how much taller he was from me, and I'm 5'8".
Wow.
Yeah, some big guys. So I've had my hands on Triple H, The Undertaker, Great Khali, Rey Mysterio, The Edge. Trying to think of them all. It's been that long. Gosh. Ric Flair. He's one of the older guys. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I just love the fact that with your industry and with your background, you've talked and you've helped so many different types of people. It's brilliant.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, in terms of your business and products at the moment and your team, you said that you wanted to take control and you wanted to get people around you. You know, so who have you got in your team at the moment?
Well, Gemma joined me in May 2015, straight mm-hmm. out of university. She got her sports therapy degree and approached me for a job. So Gemma joined me then. She was great at her massage, just needed a bit of clinic based environment experience. Okay. So Gemma is now, she now massages me. So I wouldn't go anywhere else now.
No.
And then Leanne is a nutritional therapist who's mm-hmm. also a beauty therapist trained. Leanne joined us in September 2016. So Leanne does microneedling, microdermabrasion, but she also does nutritional therapy.
Okay.
She specialises in sports nutrition and weight management.
Oh, okay. So good compliments to the team.
Yes.
Going there. Cool. And what are your main products and services that you're offering at the moment for yourself?
Right, for me, sports and remedial massage really is the biggest type of massage we do. Mm-hmm. Lots of people will come to me and say, well, sports massage, I'm not a sports person. Mm-hmm. I don't do any sports. But the sports massage is just a deeper massage focusing on specific muscle groups, mm-hmm. which comes in very useful for people that have occupational injuries,
mm-hmm.
people sat at desks with incorrect posture, sat hunched over PCs mm-hmm. all day. So we'll just focus the massage on specific muscle groups that are causing, or that is causing headaches, tension, pains down the arm.
Mm-hmm.
Sciatica, for example, from people sitting for prolonged periods of time. So it's really the sports massage. We do get quite a lot of sports people come to see us for sports massage. People that are training for events, whether it's an Ironman competition, as I've got two clients that are training for an Ironman event later this year. Seeing quite a lot of clients at the moment that are in training for the London Marathon, but also people that just do the Race for Life. They've started training and develop a calf injury or something. So whether it's in training for a Race for Life or an Ironman, we can deal with all sort of problems, whether it's an injury or just maintenance.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about was when I first had my one of my first sports massages was when I had an injury, and I was told at that point that a lot of people go to have sports massages probably too late, and if they have them earlier then later, actually it could solve a lot of issues and it would stop and help the recovery, and actually that injury wouldn't have appeared.
Yes, usually the case. Sports massage can help increase performance. It also helps reduce recovery time in between training sessions, so it's very beneficial for people training for marathons, especially when they start doing their long runs. It just helps recovery time in between their training sessions, and it helps recovery time after their event. It also helps prevent injuries. A lot of injuries occur because of people increasing their training. And unfortunately, for a lot of us, we sit at a desk all day, shortening the hamstrings and the calves, and then we get home and go for a long run, extending those hamstrings and calves. So
I'm not even smiling because I've been there and I've done that, and it doesn't help at all, does it?
No, it doesn't. No. So yes, if people just took on the importance of maintenance massage, whether they're training for an event or whether they're just sat at a desk all day, 5 days a week, a lot of our problems wouldn't occur with if everybody had maintenance massage.
Cool. And is there any kind of business kind of improvements? No, that's the wrong word. Any business any positives for people's businesses if they do get massages?
Oh, greatly. It's one area that we're sort of going out into at the moment. We're we're starting, we're moving into more corporate work as well. So we're doing some on-site massage as well at the moment, which is beneficial. Just short 15-20 minute stress busting massage treatments, helping prevent occupational injuries, prevent high absenteeisms within the workplace, because the massage increases morale, and whenever the morale's increased, it also increases productivity. But what's more important is people are finding that there's a reduction within absenteeism with musculoskeletal injuries problems. So problems, so neck people aren't taking that day off anymore because of a neck problem, or waking up with a headache or a migraine because they're having stress busting massage.
It's a no-brainer, isn't it? You should get someone in to help your employees.
Of course.
Yeah, no, that's cool. In terms of, I think you've already alluded to it, but I just wanted to kind of make sure about I've got the right one. But I always ask right at the end of every interview what your golden nugget will be. So this is your one top tip of advice you would give to someone. That could be a business or a person. So what would your top tip be?
My top tip would be to get into the habit of thinking posture. So a lot of people that come to see me have got poor posture. And if their posture was corrected, it would save half of their problems or prevent half of their problems. So what I say to my clients is, if you can get into the habit of just saying in your head, posture, mm-hmm. and correcting it, whether you're standing, sitting in the car, or sitting watching TV, sitting at your computer. And yes, okay, once it's corrected, within 3 or 4 minutes, you might develop that slouch again.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be another hour before you think posture. But then correct it again.
Yeah.
And if you can just get into the habit of correcting it, muscle has memory. So the more times it's corrected,
mm-hmm.
the more it will have the memory of being in that posture, that good posture.
That makes sense, yeah.
So if you can get into that habit, then eventually you start strengthening and correcting your posture.
Perfect. So your top tip will be?
Think posture.
Think posture. Brilliant. Now, if someone wants to get hold of you, find out more information, visit your clinic, how would they and where would they find it?
Okay, we've got a fantastic website with some brand new Photosphere photos on there.
Ooh.
Our website is lemmingtontherapycentre.co.uk.
Cool.
We have also got a Twitter account, @lemtherapy.
Mm-hmm.
We also have our Facebook business page, which is Leamington Therapy Centre. And you can contact us on our telephone number here at the clinic, which is 01926 833003.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for your time, Lisa. We'll catch up again another time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary.
Cheers. Now, here are 10 simple ways that you can get involved with Leamington Hour straight away. Now, I'm going to break it down into days of the week to make it easier. So on Monday at 6:30 in the morning, I drop an email into your inbox, which is the first Leamington Hour newsletter. Now, this is full of useful hints, tips, links to blogs, links to podcasts, links to radio shows. Gives you really cool information, and you can use social media to sign up for that or go to www.leamingtonhour.co.uk for more details. Later on a Monday, between 6:30 and 7:30 in the evening, we have a Leamington Hour radio show, which is on Radio Warwickshire. Now, most of the interviews that you will hear on the podcast would have been on the Radio Warwickshire show. So if you do want to hear more interviews with more people before the podcast comes out, then tune in to Radio Warwickshire every Monday between 6:30 and 7:30. On Wednesday, it is Leamington Hour Day. So once a month, we have a monthly workshop, which happens normally between 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, this ranges from different skills, ranging from Twitter, podcasting, blogging, content creation. There's 4 or 5 different workshops available. And again, you can check it out on the Eventbrite page or on the website. But they're there to help you develop and grow you and your business. Later on Wednesday, between 4 and 5, there's Leamington Hour on Twitter. All you need to do is type in hashtag Leamington Hour into the search box and just join them in the conversation. If you're not too sure about what a networking hour is, on my blog, I've just released a how to use a networking hour, and there's also a workshop about it as well. So if you're not too sure, give me a shout, I can send it over to you. Later on that day, straight after the hour, you've actually got a repeat of a Leamington Hour radio show on Radio Warwickshire. And straight after that, at 6 o'clock, it's available to download. So if you did miss it and you want to download it, check it out on Audioboom, and that's another way of getting in touch. Once a month then, on Wednesday, which is why I say Wednesday is Leamington Hour Day, because there's so much going on, we have the Leamington Hour networking event, which happens once a month in different locations in and around Leamington. And these are fantastic. If I don't say so myself, you've got 2 guest speakers at every event, plus also open networking before and after. And it's a great way of getting into networking, but it's also a great way of meeting new people. So let us know if you do want to get in touch and do you want to attend one of those. You can become a member, which is cheaper, or you can just pay as you go. Thursday, you can have a day off. And Friday, you've got another newsletter, which again has local information, hints, tips, blogs, loads of cool stuff coming to you at 6:30 in the morning. And also, this Leamington Hour podcast comes out as well. So subscribe to it on iTunes, check it out on Audioboom, check it out on the blog because it gets posted straight onto there. But there are the 10 ways you can get involved with Leamington Hour each month. Let's hear Lisa's Golden Nuggets in part 3, which is a podcast special.
In this extra section four of the podcast, we're going to be talking about Lisa's top three tips. So, Lisa, what is your first top tip?
To think posture.
Think posture. Cool. And why is that important?
Because if we get into the habit of thinking about our posture on a regular basis, it can help prevent a lot of injuries and impact through our muscular system.
Perfect. What is your top tip number two?
To consider yoga or Pilates.
Okay, that's interesting.
I believe yoga and Pilates are a great form of stretching and strengthening. Mm-hmm. So again, it alleviates quite a lot of problems that we experience through our musculoskeletal systems.
Gotcha, cool. So what's your top tip number three?
To consider regular maintenance massage.
Okay, that's cool. So why are these all important?
Especially, too many people visit the dentist to look after our teeth. We visit the opticians to look after our eyes. We even reach a certain point in our lives and we have to go for health checkups on our cholesterol and blood sugar and things like that. But we don't look after our muscular systems. And it's our muscular systems that is the root cause of quite a lot of problems.
Cool. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Lisa, and thank you very much for spending the time with me. Now, this lady, as I said at the start of the show, has been with me from the 11th hour infancy, and I'm a full supporter of her, her business, and just her as a person. So thank you, Lisa, so much. Now, if you do want to find out more, check out our website, check her out on Twitter. She's always on there, and she is really good at giving you some really cool advice when you need it. Now, if you do like this interview, subscribe to us on iTunes and on Audioboom so you can get regular updates. Follow us on the lemtonhour.co.uk blog and check us out on Radio Warwickshire, where you can hear the Lemton Hour radio show every Monday and Wednesday. Take care, everyone.